that you turn to God for us, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And he knowed when he come here what they was going to do to him. And it was all in a plan of God. And he said, not my will, Father, but yours. And I believe every word of that. And he let them them Roman soldiers nail his little hands to the cross for us. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that for me. Thank you that you would care enough for me, that you would just let them nail you to that old cross, right between two old thieves that wasn't worth a dime and just sinned and done wrong all their lives. But yet they had a man in the middle of them that had never done no wrong. And that day, then, when he done that, he knew it just a little while and the third and appointed morning that he was going to come out of that ground. And he knew a little while he was going to be a walking along and he was going to ascend right back to heaven. And,
yes, sir.
And while he was on that cross, he gave us an invitation there. And I want to try to sing about that if the Lord will.
Lord, help me, God, I pray.
Come and go with me to my Father's house, to my Father's house, and to my Father's house. Come and go with me to my Father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy. There will be no pain in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. There will be no pain in my Father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy. There will be no death in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. There will be no pain in my Father's house, where there's joy, joy, joy. Here's a good part. Jesus is the way to my Father's house, to my Father's house, to my Father's house. Jesus is the way to my Father's house, where there's joy, joy. Joy, thank you, Jesus, for doing that for me. Glory, glory, glory. He give us that way. And he told us, bless his name, he says, I choose you this day whom you serve. This brother was telling you about it. But folks, you could hear this all the days of your life. It's Bible says it's not the hearer that's justified. It's the doer. Is that not right? Bless his name. You're looking at a man that was remodeled one day. Bless his name. He had mercy on me. He was looking at this old house. I had to make a decision. He come to me at night one time and spoke to my heart and tore my world apart. I fell apart. He tore me up. He said, your house is falling down. Your inside of your home is rotten down. It's filthy, dirty. It's tore all to pieces. It's a waving with the wind and the rain. Bless his name. Glory, glory. He had mercy on me. This carpenter's son I'm telling you about was Jesus. He remodeled this man you're looking at. He come in and cast out that old strong man that was living there. Was a tearing my house all to pieces. Bless his name. Glory, glory. I said, Lord, if you'll come and save my soul, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve you. I'm blessed him, and he come in. Oh, children, you know that the inward man had been made white. Why is that, brother? The Bible says if the inward man is made white, the outward man would appear so.
Is there helping, God, we pray, dear Lord?
I love what he done to this old house. See, I remember how this whole house was before Christ. It would sway for anything. I walk different than I used to. I don't walk the same road. Brother, I was on a broad road that lead to destruction. And you can't walk the straight and narrow way unless you've been cleaned up. A crooked legged man, I'll never walk on that straight and narrow way. He'll have to straighten you up, and you'll have to be straightened up from the inside. Then you got a man that can keep you from swaying off of that straight and narrow way. I don't believe in falling off of that way. He's not lost one. Not one lamb has been jerked from his fold. Nay, not one. I've got something that's stronger than me that is in the world. He that is in me is stronger than he that is in the world. There was two men, I'll finish this up, brother. There was two carpenters in the Bible. This will tell you the story about this house you're looking at. There was one bad carpenter and one good. Actually, the Bible says one was foolish and one was wise. But a bad carpenter will base his future up on coming back to repair what he messed up. He'll get the foundation not exactly right. He'll not have the level just right. And it'll put stress in that old building. And it'll crack and crumble. And it'll fall when the winds and rains and storms come. Is that not right? I'm a brother. That's a foolish man. But a good carpenter, he'll dig right down to that solid rock. That rock being Jesus, bless him. He'll build where it'll stand the test of time. Will you have that? Bless his name. If you want something that will hold you against the devil and his angels, you need Jesus. Your house will look different. I may not be the prettiest thing there was, but I want you to know that I love what God done. No matter what we look like here, we're going to have a new body likened unto Jesus' most glorified body. Some great day, Jesus is going to bring them souls who have gone on. And you're going to come out there with a new body, and you're going to reunite in the air. And we get to go to that new heaven that Jesus went to prepare for us.
Yes,
and the only way you'll get to go there is for you to repent and be born again. There was a fear set up in me one great morning. I know at the time when he visited me, it tore me up. I couldn't sleep. I lost weight. I'm serious. Folks, the things that I was loving didn't look good to me anymore. The things that I thought I was getting joy and peace and stuff out of, didn't do that no more. And I thought, what in the world has happened to me? Well, say, Hey, what happened is God stirred up my mind and let me see things that wasn't worth a dime to me anymore. Things that I was running after. This old house you seen was running after. It didn't want to run after it no more. Things that I was doing to fit in, I didn't want to fit in with them no more. I didn't want to be with the crowd that I was running with. Thank you, Jesus. That's not part of my life no more. Without a little sacrifice, folks, you'll never get no paydays in this life. There'll certainly not be the good future for you in a life to come. There'll be some sacrifice you'll have to forsake on your ways, my brother, and your very thoughts. You can't hold on to the things you once loved and try to get that new thing that you're wanting. You've got to serve one or the other, either the devil or Jesus. And you've got to choose this day. Thank you, Lord. He's there and available for us. We've still got them beautiful arms with them nail prints there, reaching out and saying, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you it. Glory, glory. I love him so much. I want every one of you to go to heaven. And this is Father's Day. They call it Father's Day. It says, call no man father. But if you want someone to look up to with a good father image, look to our Father who art in heaven. That's who I look to. My daddy was a wonderful man. Tried to teach me the best that he could. The best he could do with me, I went to the sour side. I went off and tried everything that I could try. I really was a sour note now. Dad always said I was so mean that I never would get sick. And I never seen a doctor till I fell and broke my leg last fall. 63 years old and had never seen a doctor. So thank you, Jesus, for that. But he saved a wretch like me. I was lost, running undone, meaner than a junkyard dog on dynamite. But he still had mercy on me, because he loved me so much that he died for me on that old rugged cross. And he died for all of you. And he wants every one of you to go to heaven. He wisheth none shall perish, but all should turn to him and have everlasting life with Jesus Christ our Lord. God bless you all. I love you.